Because a lot of us in the body of Christ miss this. It is important that we realize that it is possible to be a good Christian and to go to church and to sing the right songs and to jump through the right hoops and never let Jesus touch and heal your soul. So I ask again, what is your leprosy? It may not be visible. It may be you shutting other people out rather than people pushing you aside and calling you a living corpse. What is it that causes your shame? Is it the results of abuse or neglect as a child? Is it your busy schedule? Is it your shriveled soul because you don't spend enough time with your Creator? Is it your gambling or your pornography? Is it your abuse or your anger or adultery or money problems or unhappiness? What is your leprosy? What has power over you that keeps you separated from others and maybe even Jesus? What is it that is keeping you from asking Jesus, Jesus, if you choose, you can heal me? I'm going to show you a clip of one of the DVDs that I would like to use in a Bible study at some point here at this church. Rob is the one who writes these, and he is Pastor Rob Bell, and he's a pastor of a church in Michigan. I've forgotten the community, but it's called Mars Hill, and these are just amazing videos for Bible study. And Rob's in this particular moment. Rob's oldest son has gotten caught several times lying, and that may not seem like a big deal to us, but we're thinking about maybe a six-year-old here, and he's stolen someone's golf ball. So it's kind of like the last straw, so to speak, you know? And he runs upstairs, and Rob, you'll hear him, he says he's like been hiding for 2 hours. And we enter as Rob gets home from work and is trying to find their son.